The tiger. The largest of all the living cats, the tiger is immediately recognizable by its unique reddish-orange coat with black stripes. Stripe patterns differ among individuals and are as unique to the animal as are fingerprints to humans. The dark lines above the eyes tend to be symmetrical, but the marks on the sides of the face and body can be different. Males have a prominent ruff or collar, which is especially pronounced in the Sumatran tiger. One single white cub was found in the wild and taken by a hunter who killed his mother and normal colored siblings. He was named Mohan and is the progenitor of most white tigers now in captivity. White tigers would never survive in the wild as the white coat is only produced through severe inbreeding. White tigers have brown stripes and crystal blue eyes, and some specimens in captivity have no stripes at all. Black tigers have been reported, but only a single pelt from illegal traders remains the only evidence. The pelt shows that the black only occurs at the top of the head and back, but turns into stripes down the sides, unlike the other cats that are completely and truly black or melanistic. Body size of the tiger varies with latitude, the smallest occurring at low latitudes in Indonesia and the largest at high altitudes in Manchuria and Siberia. The largest, the Siberian tiger, can reach weights exceeding 700 pounds and reach lengths of 10 plus feet. And the smallest, the Indonesian or Bali tiger, weighing a mere 200 pounds with a total length of 7 feet. While Amur tigers are usually the largest tigers in captivity, the Indian tigers in the wild have proven to be larger than any recorded Siberian cats. Female Bengal tigers will average 300 pounds and males 450 pounds. Several in Nepal have been recorded between 550 and 700 pounds. The largest Siberian on record is 845 pounds. The Guinness Book of Records has one tiger in India at 857 pounds, shot by a hunter from Philadelphia in 1967, near what is now Korbet Tiger Reserve. Scientists in Russia report that no tigers immobilized by the Russian team have weighed as much as those in Chitwan. It probably is a function of habitat quality. Siberian tigers have the potential for being the largest, and captive ones are larger than the captive Bengals. But in the wild, the prey base in Russia is not abundant enough for those tigers to realize their full potential. Prey is more scattered, and the Russian tigers need huge territories to capture sufficient food. So much more energy is expended in the food quest. In sanctuaries, tigers have lived up to 26 years, as compared to 15 in the wild. Tigers only live 10 to 12 years in most zoos. Tiger habitat. Tigers occupy a wide variety of habitats, including tropical evergreen forests, deciduous forests, coniferous woodlands, mangrove swamps, thorn forests, and grass jungles. The factors common to all of the tiger's habitats are some form of dense vegetative cover, sufficient large prey, and access to water. Tigers are extremely adept swimmers and readily take to the water. They have been recorded easily swimming across rivers, achieving distances of just under 20 miles. The tiger also spends much of its time during the heat of the day, during hot seasons, half submerged in lakes and ponds to keep cool. Indian tigers generally have a range of 8 to 60 square miles based on availability of prey. Sumatran tigers have a range of about 150 square miles. Due to the severity of the climate and lack of prey, the Siberian tiger can require a range of 400 square miles. Tigers have lost more than 40% of their habitat in the past decade. Tiger distribution. Indian subcontinent, Amur River region of Russia, China, North Korea, Sumatra, Indonesia, and continental Southeast Asia. In 2004, the Malayan tiger was declared a separate subspecies from the Indo-Chinese subspecies of tiger. Found exclusively in the southern part of the Malay Peninsula, it is the third largest tiger population behind the Bengal tiger and the Indo-Chinese tiger. Reproduction and offspring. Tigers will mate throughout the year, but most frequently between the end of November to early April. After a gestation of 103 days, a litter of up to 7 cubs, although averaging 3, is born. Cubs will leave their mothers as young as 18 months old, or as old as 28 months old. During the first year, mortality can be as high as 35%, and of that, 73% of the time, it is the entire litter that is lost. The main causes of infant mortality are fire, floods, and infanticide, with the latter being the leading cause. Females tend to reproduce around 3.5 years, and males just under 5 years. In captivity, females have produced through age 14. Social system and communication. Tigers, like most cats, are solitary. However, they are not antisocial. Males not only come together with females for breeding, but will feed with or rest with females and cubs. There have actually been reports of some tigers socializing and traveling in groups. Females with cubs have also been seen coming together to share meals. Most likely, in all of these cases, they are somehow related. Males will kill cubs from other males, so it is likely that the offspring in question is his own. The females most likely are mother and daughter with overlapping home ranges. Hunting and diet. Tigers hunt primarily between dusk and dawn, and they attack using the same method as do the lions. They stalk, chase, and attack, bringing down and killing the prey with usually a bite to the nape of the neck or the throat. The bite to the throat allows the tiger the ability to suffocate the prey, bringing death relatively quickly and painlessly. Smaller animals are often killed with the bite to the nape of the neck, allowing the tiger to fracture the vertebrae and compress the spinal cord of its victim. Once killed, the tiger either drags or carries its meal into cover. The tiger's enormous strength allows it to drag an animal that would require 13 adult men to move. Tigers consume anywhere between 35 and 90 pounds of meat at one sitting, beginning with the rump of the prey. If undisturbed, they will return to the carcass for 3 to 6 days, feeding until it has completely consumed its kill. Because tigers are not the most successful of hunters, only killing one in every 10 to 20 attempts, it may be several days before it has its next meal. In the wild, cooperative hunting among tigers has also been observed, where couples and families hunted like a pride of lions. This, however, is the exception, not the rule. Unlike the other felids, man is a regular part of the tiger's diet and has earned them the greatest reputation as man-eaters. The most common prey items are various species of deer and pig, but they will also take crocodiles, young elephants and rhinos, monkeys, birds, fish, leopards, bears, and even their own kind. They have also been reported to eat carrion. This species has been and is still widely hunted throughout its range for sport, for the fur trade, and for the traditional Asian medicine market. For the medicine trade, no part of the tiger's body goes unused. The tiger is one of the best known mammals and has become a symbol everywhere for conservation. Today, sadly, there are more tigers in captivity than exist in the wild. There are thought to be between 5,000 and 10,000 tigers in U.S. cages, and 90% of them are in miserable roadside zoos, backyard breeder facilities, circus wagons, and pet homes.